Seafood you get, you get, well, you got shrimp, right, you said.
Yeah, I know. Of course, they bring a whole lot of, you know.
Anything on the half shell?
Oysters?
Yeah.
Crab and lobster.
Yeah. What about, you're talking about fish, what kind of fish would y'all catch around here?
Oh, it's just, of course, you got the perch or bream, and of course we have bass. And of course, we grew up in the northern part of the state now, and they do have now, but you didn't used to have this trout. Hell, I love to go up there trout fishing.
Oh, boy.
They let the water out at the bottom of these big dams, and where the water comes out cold, and they have the trout up there, and I go up there during the summer. Was it too cold to go up there in the wintertime? Because it gets really cold in the northern part of the state of Arkansas.
You like fly fishing?
Yeah, I love that. For bream. That's just, of course. Brim is they have what we call government brim. You know what a government brim is?
Mm-mm.
It's red ear brim.
Why they call it government brim?
Well, it's something they developed, and it's a big, but they get big, but you don't find as many of those. It's just the old bluegill brim and the sun perch or something like that. What do you catch with fly rod?
Well, I catch trout up in North Georgia. I can get trout and enough.
Rainbow?
Yeah, rainbow. Well, we call them, they're speckled rainbow. They're the same
thing. German brown? You get any of those?
They good trout? Were they bigger?
Well, they get about the same size, because up here in Arkansas, I guess I don't know what the biggest is, but it's 16, 17 pounds.
Yeah.
Of course, you don't catch many of that. I mean, that's really unusual. But
I can catch bass, widemouth bass on.
Yeah, well, now you can.
Of course, I'm an old cane pole man myself.
Well, now a lot of on cane, of course, used around here. Like if you're fishing for brim, like what you, of course, and that's what more at least I think about when you talk about a fly rod is. But of course, like I say, you can catch bass on them too, but.
Well, I never got any smaller fish like on
like brim?
Like brim. Uh-huh.
Perch or anything?
Well, we got brim too where I'm from.
Well I'm sure.
You can catch them on that.
Boy, they were that. If they bite you, they really eat up a popping bug. You never ever used a popping bug?
Yeah.
Or a brim killer?
A little yellow thing with a kind of a
little old cork looking thing, popping bug.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And it just floats on top and you just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm using it.
Now, what do you use for trout? Flies?
Yeah, right. Just little mean flies.
Now, of course, what we do up there trout fishing, we fish with red worms.
Yeah. Well, those are good. You can even use corn.
Yeah, well, they use corn and use salmon eggs and cheese and marshmallows and everything. But I found out that where we fish up there, I believe they bite better on the red worms than they do on anything else.
That's the kind of, you got any other kind of worms around here?
Well, I really read that in some sporting magazine I was reading, and it said, but of course the worms are not really that red to start off with. Like if you go in one of these places around here, close around Pine Bluff, and want to get a thing of worms, they wouldn't be near that red.
What kind?
Well, what they do is, I read somewhere in a sporting magazine one time, they just take a red brick and just powder it and put it in the dirt, and that's what makes the worms red.
Is that so?
That's how you get a red one. I don't know how much brick you'd have to powder to get in there, but it just kind of makes it red in the soil, because you know that soil just goes through a worm. I don't know what they get out of the soil, but they
all the bacteria, I guess.
Well, something. You know they're supposed to really enrich the earth. Worms do.
That's true. They break. I guess they break it down.
Well, I don't know whether, but they say it's real good for the soil to have a bunch of worms.
I don't think any sort of stuff comes out of a worm in any decent way. It all just comes all out of his skin.
Yeah.
When he has to, whatever sort of waste material he gives off.